Rescuers continue to find pets and other animals separated from their humans in the campfire. Maddie's Forum, an online community developed to increase collaboration in the animal welfare industry, has created a page specifically to help pets and their caregivers during the California wildfires. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Chief Information Officer for Maddie's Fund, Lars Robb. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. How many animals do we think have been impacted by the wildfires?
So what we heard is that there are over 10 million people and animals that are currently being affected by these disasters. And so what we're trying to do is to get information out there about where can you find help and what are the resources available to you.
And this is just in the current fires, the Camp Fire and the Woolsey Fire?
The Woolsey Fire, yes, that's correct.
A million animals. Oh, I'm sorry, you said over 10 million people and animals.
Oh, 10 million people and animals, yes.
Wow. Okay, so what is your site doing to connect people to their lost pets?
So what we've done is we have put together this Maddie's Pet Forum, which is really a place where experts in the animal welfare industry, as well as individuals, animal lovers, can go and find information about what's going on right now. They can network with each other, and they can find resources that can help them. So if you go there right now, you will see information about resources from Red Rover, resources from VCA Animal Hospitals, the Facebook groups where you can post lost and found animals and so on, and then also general advice about what to do with animals that you rescue or that are in distress of some kind. Underlying the forum, there's also a lot of knowledge from universities and animal shelters in general, animal experts, about what can you do with animals that either are sick or suffering in any way.
Okay, so it's almost like one-stop shopping, but I assume that there are some other organizations that are doing, you know, sort of connect up lost animals with people. So how do people figure out, you know, do I go to this one and this one and this one?
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make this dedicated for the animal welfare industry, and we've already had a lot of people join specifically from shelters and from animal rescue organizations. And what we do is we refer back to the others. So if we feel that people need to go to next door to find information, we'll tell them that, or if it's Facebook and so on, we'll tell people what to do that. But we found that it was necessary to have a place where you have all the key information in one place where you can go and search and then go to other places for specific needs.
Yeah, I'll say. I can only imagine. And do you have like a lot of different people doing the research on this?
Yes. So we are hooked up with a lot of universities and a lot of animal experts that have been doing research into these areas for many, many years. And Maddie's Fund has also been supporting the universities and shelters in doing research. So we both host this ourselves, and we collect information from university websites and for shelter websites.
So if somebody wants to help the folks, let's say, in the campfire, what do we do?
So I would recommend go to this site. It's maddiespetforum.org, and look at who are asking for help, or if you're an individual that needs help, go and post it here, and we will connect people with each other and connect them with the right kind of resources.
Okay. So do people here, I mean, typically do people miles away end up, you know, holding on to pets for people who've lost their homes, or do we end up getting the shelter animals?
So in situations like this, there's going to be a lot of runaway animals, and there are going to be a lot of animals that are picked up where people do not know where they came from. They may not be microchipped. So what shelters in general try to do, and this has happened in this situation as well, is in advance of a disaster, try to transfer as many animals as possible out of the area to shelters that are not affected, so that shelters closer to the disaster area can take the animals that are picked up and keep them close to where they belong so that they don't get lost in the system. This is a big issue, both with not just with the wildfires, but also with hurricanes or other kind of natural disasters, that we lose track of the animals and they never get reunited with their people again. So we are trying to work on ways where we can help that and make it better and easier for people to find the animals and reunite with them again.
All righty. Thanks very much. We appreciate the time, and thanks for your work. That's Lars Robb with Maddie's Fund.